I would like to lovingly welcome all of you for the Sacred Space Seminar. It's actually a great pleasure for me to give this seminar because it is more or less the culmination or the summary of a lot of my work during the few last years. We are still setting up a little bit, so this first day I request you to give a lot of blessing to the New Vrindavan community who has invited and facilitated the seminar. Blessings so that they can get it together in simple English words. I think we will start as more and more devotees and guests and participants arrive to do with the kirtan, a small kirtan, and then I will start the seminar and address all of you formally. And I hear there is an internet audience, welcome, who will also participate in the seminar. And I just heard that today, you asked Yam if the sound is all right. Well, how is it for you? Can you hear me? Because my English is also a challenge, I guess, for all of you. It's not the most easy English. It's a Germanized English. Is it all right? The sound. Krishna, Krishna, I think it is. I've heard that the main group of participants, we have about 150 or 140, I heard, will come and arrive in the night. But this session I consider to be very, very important for you so that you can make the most of this retreat. This session is called Entering the Retreat. So the first thing I will request you is maybe those on chairs, please come forward to be with us. Otherwise, I feel so separated from your holy association and the group dynamics won't work. Also, you all can please come forward. Let us not be lost in this huge, wonderful temple space. Siam, I'm just very concerned about the sound. Can you hear me, Siam?
Yes.
You can hear me, but the sound man is at this moment. Siam! It's all right, I will tell him later. So, all right, now, this is not recorded, go ahead. But probably it's recorded. Yes. You will be all the time recording every session.
Yes.
You need to be very conscious because you're the only one who records it, so we have to be really together. Okay?
Good.
So, let's start now officially. Welcome to the Sacred Space seminar here in New Vrindavan. It is a seminar which is meant to empower you in your own spiritual life by teaching you how to enter the most important space which you have. The most important space is not a building. The most important space is even not your ordinary lives, you will learn that there is a space which few know to inhabit, but if you know how to access it, will give you all your treasures. It's variously called the Dahara Akash or Hriday Akash, or also the temple of the heart, the Hriday Mandira. Now I must be very specific. My lecture will be on a high level and children won't be able to follow. They will be very bored. So I request you with small children to, thank you Maharaji, to take them to a space where they can be very nicely addressed and their needs can be fulfilled. Please, I'm very, very eager to have you all make an experience which is very important. It will only be able to do that in an undisturbed hall. So when you see parents with little children who are not comfortable, please remind them of responsible parenting. Good. I'm so excited. Normally I'm not nervous. I start to get nervous when I have 30,000 people and above. But today I'm extremely excited. So let's start. Namo Vishnu Padaya. And like always, please make the sound loud.
Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti De. Thank you.
Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimadhe Bhakti Vedanta Swami Itinamine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Prasad Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Skatyaji Shatani Sri Krishna Chaitana Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadha Sri Vasadi Govakta Vrindha Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you know this mantra? If yes, please chant it along. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Again, I want to welcome all of you for this Sacred Space Seminar. It is a retreat which is done according to the principles and guidelines in which we do our international retreats all over the world. It is different from a lecture which we are used to in the temple, in that it will involve you entirely first during the listening period, then during manaha, the reflecting period, which I will request you to do in writings and in sharing, and finally during the nididhyasana period, that is when I request you to practically apply what you have heard. It is unfortunately only a seminar for grown-ups. yet learned to transfer my this knowledge to children, but hopefully when the retreat culture grows, there will be pedagogic examples of good child rearing who can bring some principles of these eternal truths also to the children. So if you have children under 10 years of age and you see that they are getting restless, I request and even insist that you practice what is called responsible parenting, that is, take care of the needs of your children. I'm very, very excited to give this retreat, which is a very serious retreat, because I will try to do spiritual surgery on you. It's unfortunately not possible, but in future seminars we will have TV for the children in a separate room for parents of children.
Thank you very much. We should speak in English, possibly.
Okay. And as I'm giving this seminar with great joy in my heart, I would like to lovingly welcome the ever-growing internet audience. I don't know if you are aware, in this space there are now, by the modern technology, many more people than you see. Hello, hello, where is the camera? I have to see where I have to look. Where? Ah, there. It looks like a bee nest. Hurry, hurry, bowl. And when I'm dead and gone, many will see that in the recorded version. So, so we have a large space, many, many people who will participate either now in this space, in the internet space, or in the recorded future space when they will see the recordings and listen to them. Let me tell you why, what is my personal, let me say, interest or excitement about this seminar. It came from an experience which I made when I was very young in my spiritual life. It was during after my first or second visit to the temple. I had come in a somewhat challenging mood to the devotees and had asked them, "Where is your God?" And they had answered by saying, "He is in every atom and in between." And I remember at that time I had looked on a cupboard which was just next to where we were sitting. The devotee was sitting here and talking to me here. Now, there was a cupboard next to me, a closet, I think you would say in American English. And I had looked at the closet and he said, "You mean he is in the closet also? I mean, in the atoms of the closet?" And they said, "Yes." And it was scary. And then, after leaving the temple, I went in the subway to go to the place where I was living, my parents' home. And I was thinking about what the devotees had said. God is in every atom of the and in between. And as I was thinking like this, I can only explain it that it was the mercy of Srila Prabhupada the deities, something happened with the sattva. Something so profound that you will find a lot of mention of this in the mystical literature of the spiritual traditions in the world. The sattva transformed. It became translucent or transparent. It looked no longer like there were separating departments. It looked as if everything was made out of luminous, effulgent energy. First I thought, well, this is unusual. I thought maybe I had taken some undesirable substances, but no, I have not taken in my life these psychedelic things which make you see things which are not there, which are there on a subtle level. Everything was energy, divine energy. And all talk which was done by neighbors was perceived by me as divine sound, as if, like Krishna says, I am the sound in ether. For just a brief moment, the divine presence of the Lord opened up to my perception. And it was so absolutely profound that I understood God is everywhere. I've forgotten him. He's in every atom and in between. I broke down crying. I couldn't get out of the train at the right moment to change trains, to go home. I went totally somewhere. And I have always been wondering what that experience meant. And a little while ago in the Bhakti Fest, there was a Bhakti panel with one Professor Haberman, His Holiness Raranath Maharaj, Syamdas, and the interviewer posed a question: what convinced you of the Bhakti path? And I said, my experience in the subway. And I told the audience who listened to us on the panel what it was. So I had to ask myself, was it real? And then, as I entered the practice of Krishna consciousness in seriousness, and also started to make a few Krishna conscious experiences, I had to ask myself what was happening and where was it happening, in which place. Also, three years ago, when I was in hospital and had an out-of-body experience, where I again saw the world as divine energy, the energy of Krishna, and the experience came back again in a much more living way, it was necessary to find out what was this and where was it happening. Where does spiritual experience take place? And I have been finding a clue a few years back when I stayed at the house of my professor friend and read the Chandogya Upanishad. In that Upanishad, is a discussion which Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes about a mystical place in the heart where the soul and God reside and where all the spiritual experience takes place. And I will read to you this discussion when you are a little bit more fresh. I think tomorrow is a good time. Here I will just give you a summary of it, which you found maybe in the invitation which Jai Krishna Prabhu and Malati sent out to you, so that you caught notice of this retreat and this seminar. That text very much describes it. The entire text, which is not quoted, says we all live in the body of 9 gates. Have you ever thought we live in the body which is a town of 9 gates? Have you ever thought of yourself living in the town of the body? It's an interesting concept. In medieval towns, we have them still in Germany, I mean, the ruins of them. there are these round towns, and there are 9 gates through which constant traffic came. So you also have 9 gates. 2 eyes, you see something. 2 ears, 2 nostrils. You know, you can imagine chariots which carry the goods of sound, the goods of sights, chariots and ox carts which carries the good of smells come through these gates. Then there's a 7th gate. Here in the 7th gate, there is not just one-way traffic. Yes, we eat, but also something comes out. Sound comes out, words come out and travel to you, and who are there sitting with your private towns, in your private towns. You all brought a township with you, and you hear. And then there are 2 gates underneath the belt. You know what I mean. And through these gates also traffic comes basically out. But in this town now is a very special, precious house. It's called the heart. And again, in that heart, there is a space which is very similar to what surrounds us. It's a space like that. It is called the sky of the heart, the Hriday Akash, or it's called the Antara Akash, the inner sky. And it says it's very small, but the whole universe fits in it. It means you can think a lot and put a lot of things in there. Whoever finds this space will be free of all illusory desires, since he has achieved the Supreme. When I found this, I said, wow! I found the explanation to my question. When I was young and came to Krishna consciousness and needed to be convinced of Krishna consciousness, somehow, because I'm such an impossible sinner, the Lord arranged for me an experience here. You know, outside, the subway was most probably the same, and others had experienced it like that. You know, it took people to a destination. I found no news in the newspaper that all of a sudden the subway had magically transformed into a light subway. No. But inside, an experience took place which brought me to Krishna consciousness. Our Malati, whom I met a little later, maybe half a year later in London, where she was establishing the Radha Krishna temple of London, always noticed when she was near me that I was talking very convinced. And once he said to me, "You are so convinced." I still remember that. And even to encourage me, she's like my mother, I should say that. She said, "I like your preaching." I've never forgotten this compliment, Malati. And I can now tell you why. Because I made an experience that we are living in God's creation. Only by our default this perception, we just don't see that. Prabhupada wrote about this in his very, very nice way. You can prepare yourself, and if you do this, you can always see Govinda. It is not difficult. See, I only saw the effulgence of Govinda. But Prabhupada here says, if you can prepare yourself, then you can see all this Govinda. It is not difficult. This is stated in Brahma Samhita. Premanjana churita bhakti vilod shalena. Simply, you have to prepare your eyes, your mind. There is a television box within your heart. This is now how Prabhupada calls the Antara Akash, a television box. He has a modern audience, you know. There is a television box within your heart. And then he gets enthusiastic. This is the perfection of yoga. It is not that you have to purchase one machine or television set. It is already there. And God is also there. You can see, you can hear, you can talk, provided you've got the machine repaired. You repair it, that's all. The repairing process is Krishna consciousness. So in this seminar, in this retreat, I will try Mission Impossible. I will try to share with you from the scriptures and from Srila Prabhupada's writing how you can repair your spiritual perception. That means how you can prepare that inner box or that inner space inside your heart so that Krishna consciousness can be there and you can always see Govinda. Now everyone is silent. I am looking at you and you are looking at me. You have a question mark. An empty promise. An empty promise. It doesn't work. I tried 40 years. It doesn't work. Hare Krishna. Maybe at the end of the retreat, you will be able to remember a few experiences which I guarantee you will have if you give yourself 100% to the retreat. This is not the retreat of myself and my team. It's your retreat. And I can really promise you from the experiences which we have made available for you to enter, that you will discover something which you cannot forget for the rest of your life. I really have seen that because some of these, I'm teaching this particular thing for the first time, but I'm taking techniques from the international Kirtan and Japa retreats, which some of you have even participated in. So, yes. What do you think about this?
Haribo!
seriously, it is not. Do you think it's possible for you to make a Krishna conscious experience? It's not a question we can answer so quickly. Or do you want to make a Krishna conscious experience? Is it important in your life? It's something I will ask you again at the end of this session, which is called Entering the Retreat. One poet once said, what lies behind us, you know, our past, the history, and what lies before us, our future, are really tiny matters compared to what lies within us. In this retreat, we try to go inside. We try to discover the possibilities which lie within that box or that Anta Akash. Now, as we will enter the retreat, it's only a we will have to really to less patient, a little restless, anxious, and it cuts down our learning capacity to learn new things and just be creative and joyful. It cuts down also our memory. Some of you might notice, because of the emotional and mental tension which is there in life, these things don't work so good. The memory, the joyous nature, but maybe the greatest tension which has broken our access to that spiritual space in the heart, where we can always be together with the Lord, is the ego tension. This ego tension makes a knot in the heart. You know, from the Bhagavatam, it's called the Hridaya Granti, the knot in the heart, which just closes that door to the temple of the heart, and covers one with forgetfulness of one's real identity, one's spiritual identity as a soul. This ego knot makes us not attached to Krishna, but attached to the non-permanent, to our secret and acknowledged attachments. So that door of the heart, that sacred space in our own heart, is closed by this knot of the ego. There's a nice verse in the Bhagavata, which I would like to sing to you. Vidyate hridaya grantes chityante sarva sankshaya chiyante chasya karmani mayi drishte kilatmani. By spiritual practice, the knot in the heart is pierced. All misgivings are cut to pieces, and the chain of fruitive actions, karma, is terminated when one sees the Supreme Personality of Godhead. God realization cuts the heart. Cuts the knot which locks the door of the temple of the heart. And our Krishna consciousness process is meant to give each one of us this God or Krishna realization, so that the Hridaya Grantis gets chiyante, it gets cut. See, if you want to enter another level of consciousness or another space, you need to leave the mental platform the material platform behind and come onto the spiritual platform. Most of us, even devotees, live by only an interpretation, only a concept, only thoughts which keep us imprisoned in a certain way of understanding our lives, the world around us, and even Krishna. Material life can be described in one Sanskrit word, manasapratyaksha, which means that what is experienced only in the mind doesn't have a reality on its own. I would like to give you an example. I told this once in a congress of doctors, where we talked about perceptions and the usefulness of meditation in healing patients. And this is a story. There was a monastery in Tibet. One evening, a traveler came and knocked at the door of the monastery. The monastery observed the vow of mona, or silence. Sometimes very useful, this vow. And the abbey, is it called abbey, the leader?
The abbot,
sat in a room by the light of a candle, like this, was writing. And he sent one monk who had by some accident, he had only one eye, down to open the gates of the monastery. It was already night was settling in, dusk was already there, and that one-eyed monk opened the gate. To let in that lonely traveler. For those of you who have traveled in Asia, you know you always need to find your next resting place before the night falls in, because it's so unsafe to travel, especially in deserts and lonely terrain. So the traveler was very happy. He just made it. There was this kind monastery, and he, and the one-eyed monk indicated, we have the vow of silence. He understood. He was very blissful because of it. That meant he finally didn't have to talk. He could just be in his room. So the monk brought him into his room. It's a beautiful little room, wooden room. There was some thermos with hot water, a nice bed, everything you needed, some oil lamp which you could ignite. And he was just very happy, the traveler. And he just thought, let me not stop, let me not go to bed without showing my gratitude. Let's have a little mona discussion. So he pointed his finger like this, meaning Buddha is wonderful. The one-eyed monk was amazingly disturbed, but he pointed back. And the traveler said, oh yeah, he tells me Buddha, but also Sangha is very wonderful. And he thought, how true, without the Sangha of Buddhists, I couldn't now find a shelter in the night. How true. I mean, this is a fascinating conversation. And he pointed back after deep thinking, it didn't take him so long, indicating Buddha, the Sangha, but Dharma, righteous life, is also wonderful. And this, when the one-eyed monk saw this, he exploded with fury. His face looked like a volcano. He took his fist, he smashed the traveler into the face. A thin track of blood was coming down. The traveler thought, my God, do they practice ahimsa here? He just gathered his stuff and he ran out of the monastery in fear that more violence would follow. A week later, his skeleton was found in the desert. Wolves had eaten him. After 1 month, the abbot called the one-eyed monk up and said, you know that evening where we opened our hospitality to the lonely traveling monk? I saw the door was slammed and he ran out in the desert, and later they found a human skeleton. You know, what transpired? And he said, and now listen to Manasa Pradyaksha, the world interpreted through the mind of the one-eyed monk. It's a story which could be true for all of us. This rascal, said the one-eyed monk, I showed him his room. This was our best room. What does this person do? He points like this, saying, you have one eye. Only one eye. I tried to be polite and said, I couldn't speak, but I pointed out, I'm so happy that you have two eyes. But this rascal, he pointed back again, hinting at my physical deformity, making the three by which he told me, and together we have three eyes. You are laughing, but you do this every day and every minute of your day. You interpret reality through your own mind. Manasa Pradyaksha. You see something according to your own state of consciousness. If you would be Krishna conscious, like Prabhupada tries to train us, you would see the world differently. You would look at each other and think, wow, Krishna resides in the heart. I can see him. There would be no intercommunal conflict any longer. But now we see it in Manasa Pradyaksha in another way. If you would be in another space of consciousness, you would have access to your spiritual eyes and see Krishna everywhere. For one who sees me everywhere and everything in me, I am never lost. Nor is he ever lost to me. You would be there. The Bhagavad Gita training is meant to bring you to another pradyaksha. Pradyaksha means a vision. And in this wonderful, thank you, so kind of you. It was from what Arti? The Arti of Radha Vrindavan? Gaurati. You are our true friend. See, Krishna consciousness is meant to bring us from the Manasa Pradyaksha to the actual Pradyaksha, which is containing spotless spiritual knowledge through which one can directly experience one's eternal nature. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pratyaksha Vagamangdam Yam Susukam Katum Avyayam. This knowledge, the king of all education, the most secret of all secrets. It is the purest knowledge. And because, now it comes, It gives direct perception of the eternal self by realization. It is the perfection of religion. It is everlasting and it is joyfully performed. So, the acharyas say that this verse means when you can experience your eternal nature, you will become fixed in your dharma, your own true path. And you will be susukam, not just full of sukam, but susukam, full of pleasure. So this sacred space seminar is really trying to bring you into the space in the heart where you, the true you, are the eternal self, and from there, and it will try to bring you to a better perception of Krishna. What will you learn? You will learn how to withdraw your consciousness from the senseless run for things, people, places, and even false knowledge. You know, you will be able to bring bring yourself into an observer role where you are not disturbed by the things which happen outside. The second point is you will learn to connect with yourself on the spiritual platform. You will see more clearly that you are an eternal soul. And the third is you will also learn to consciously live and to act on that spiritual platform with love and devotion. These are our learning games. Goals, not games. Goals. I'm almost done. I will now request Gaurahari, are you there, to close the light? Yeah, the light. Sacred space, what does this really mean? Can you all see conveniently? Because it will be a new concept really in also in our, it's not new, but it is, I have not heard so much speaking about it. I really want to approach it in a nice way. We always have heard about temples like this one, Govindaji Mandir, as supplying a space, an external space. You know, you go into this space, you first sound the bell. I think we have that here in Vrindavan also, a bell outside before we enter the temple. That's usually done. You announce yourself that you are now coming into this space. You can see in India many, many people are in this space, and then something happens. From entering the temple and taking part in the temple experience, here you see the devotees waiting for the curtain to open. Shri Krishna Balaram ki. Something amazing happens, and I believe it has happened already to all of you. You forget that you are with many people and you just relate with the deity. Has this happened to you? That you stand before the deity, you pray to the deity, and there are many people around, many devotees around you, but you feel, I am now together with Krishna. You seem to forget the crowd around you. Even the noise around you at times, because it can be loud in temples, as we all know, and you seem to enter a space inside of you which is just so precious, where you seem to enter into a direct communication and connection. Congratulations, you have entered the pre-room of the inner space. You know, there are many chambers before. This is expressed in Indian architecture, this coming into an inner space. I've taken a picture from the Haridev Mandir. No, please go back to the first one. There are three rooms in this mandir. This is the first room, which corresponds to the physical body. Then you go inside. Can you see the gate there? No? Yes? Yes. I'm speaking of the room which comes when you cross over this threshold. Yes? Let's go there. That is the mind. And then we come in yet another space. We see the space in which God resides. That's the space in the devotional heart. So in Indian architecture, the external space, the temple space, wishes to facilitate a journey into your inner space, where you can meet God and communicate with Him. This is Haridev. By the way, this is one of the favorite temples of our Gopi Paranadana. Yeah? Haridev Mandir. So the outer architecture of temples always facilitates going inside, where you can actually meet the Lord, touch the lotus feet of the Lord. The inner space has been also called a gufa in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Gufa means cave. We have taken a picture here near Haridwar of the Vashishta Gufa. Has anyone visited that cave already? Not yet. It's only 6 kilometers from Rishikesh on the way to Haridwar. No, wrong. It's 6 kilometers after Haridwar. Let's visit this cave a little bit. Here you see the entry. It's a long long cave where the great saint Vashishta is still residing. And you then go, and he is there, he went into this cave in order to shut off the external sense perceptions, the disturbance of, as Lao Tse says, the thousand little unimportant things in our life, the noise of our life, to come inside. Outer space, in this case a cave, serves to go inside and detect something. Many people have taken this road. They have left things behind. You see, they have become sadhus. They live in nature, which is often also a space which is taken in order to go into an inner space. I, for instance, enjoy walking here in New Vrindavan because the nature is just so breathtakingly wonderful that it helps me to come in, to lose my many email thoughts and so on, and enter. And here you see the saint, he is undisturbed, although monkeys, which I always like to compare with the monkey mind, are running back and forth. He has entered an inner space. Can you see it by his eyes? He doesn't perceive the external world any longer. Especially the holy dharma, holy places, are visited by devotees and pilgrims to come a little bit closer to the internal space. Here you see a beautiful place where Vyasa did his tapasya. It's called Vyas Chetty in the Himalayas. The Ganga flows by. And as you sit near the Ganga and let Mother Ganga rush through, you feel internally purified. And so much so that you can turn to the Lord in prayer. I like this photo very much because you all have many, many times, maybe daily, experienced this, but maybe you are not always extremely fully 100% conscious what happens. One leaves the external sense perception and goes inside. See this following picture. He sees something else. See this picture. Why is she crying? There's something moving in her heart, in her inner space. See this man who has chanted many rounds. See his eyes. These eyes have seen something which materialists cannot see when they look outside. See his eyes. See this man. What is he experiencing? Something which lies inside. See this yogi. From where does he get his strength to live in caves? Because he has an experience. This yogi in the picture found this cave where you must go if you want to have absolute peace. It's a mystical place. This is his disciple who worships his guru for having not only found that cave in the Himalaya, but found the place in the heart which he teaches about. How do we enter the sacred space in Krishna consciousness? What is the repairing process so that we can get to this, restore the box? Well, these are the Panchanga Bhakti, fivefold process of Bhakti, which I teach in the second level of the Sacred Space Seminar. It starts with the chanting of the Holy Name. See him, how he has entered the sacred space. See her, she is already above 100 years. They can't exactly count how many years, it could be 120, 150, or 108, See this happy old lady. Let's become happy like that. She is always chanting with her hands because she knows this is how she can contact God. See him. He engages in another process. Shravanam, Kirtan, Smaranam, he does meditation. Or see these girls, they dance and Kirtan, and as they whirl around and dance, they leave the external world and enter the sacred space. In Vrindavan, Srimati Radhika or Radharani is evoked to come there. Scripture studies helps you also. Have you ever experienced this when you read the Bhagavatam? Shishirara Vrindavan Chandra Ki. Have you experienced this, Yugal Kishore Ji? You read the Bhagavatam and all of a sudden you feel so light? No? You have experienced. Damodar has experienced many times. Why? What has happened? You have assessed the inner space by powerful processes. Sadhu Sangha can sometimes help us. You sometimes felt being with devotees exchanging heart to heart, like these two happy Sri Vaishnavas, and then experiencing some genuine joy. I have experienced this. This is your Radhanand Maharaj.
Since many times, many eons, people have assessed or have gone to those who are in the sacred space and asked for advice. How can I come to this level? How can I come there? Puja, worship, is another way. Have you ever worshipped Krishna in an aratik and then found all of a sudden a divine connection? I think you know what I'm talking about. Ah, oh, Krishna, how do you like this photo? Radha Vrindavan Chandra. Have you stood before them and prayed and felt the confirmation? Have you maybe gone to a holy place? This is Mathura Vasa. This was Murti Seva, now comes Mathura Vasa. And been there, and all of a sudden felt Radhakund was no longer noisy, it was no longer dirty, you didn't see all this, you saw in Krishna consciousness something other. Look at this sadhu, I like this very much, because there is now a lot of campaign about purifying Yamuna ji. See, he is in the midst of Yamuna ji. Do you know the water, materially speaking, is no longer Yamuna water? Yamuna is diverted before Delhi, and what comes now is the sewage of Delhi. He's there, but he is not there. He's not in that sewage of Delhi. He is in his inner space. He's together with Krishna. It's something which happens in the heart, not outside. When my own exalted spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, was asked once, are you here in New York? Are you here? Are you with us? You know, like that. He said, no, I'm in Vrindavan. Where is that Vrindavan? Is it in the outside world? There the cars are roaring, rom, 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 and the New Yorkers are calling each other in the New York language. He's in an inner space. I have many pictures about this. Dandavan Parikrama. Oh, we miss you, Gopi Paranadana. My dear devotees, the time will come when everything will become black around you. Fog will come. You will see the world different. You will go to your gut where your boat has arrived. Leave everything behind. Now it's time to die. By that time, you should have been able to come to that inner space where death cannot enter and get you. You should have been able to access the level of Krishna consciousness when your boat comes to bring you to the other side. You will go to Vrindavan. Entering the sacred space, or now I will speak in the language you are accustomed to, coming to the level of Krishna consciousness is not a luxury. It is actually the highest goal. Let our boat take us to Vrindavan. That is what the seminar is also teaching. Right, we can now open the light again. We will do
will now give you a little overview how your day will look like. It's very important for me to again point out this is a retreat. It is a little different from a usual temple program participation. I think we have a Mangal Arati here at 5 o'clock, or when? 5 o'clock. You may go there, it's a good to go, but the retreat, or your retreat, will start latest at 8 o'clock. If you need rest because you traveled far, take the rest, because during the day there will be workshops, there will be discovery lectures, there will be optional japa with Gaura Hari. I don't know if he will give that, but I will announce it tomorrow. And you will be asked to work. It will be a very, very spiritual day for you tomorrow, where we will do exercises which are quite powerful. So I will need your full participation. I also want to say, if you want the benefit, it's important for you. We will put up the schedule, but I will not talk about it in detail now, because you will see it, and tomorrow I will announce it when we have reached our full group. Another point which I would like to make is there are a few pillars of your own retreat success which I request you to be aware of. Just like the structure rests on pillars which hold the structure, your retreat is resting on 6 pillars which are important for you to know. First is, I request you to enter a new space in this retreat. That means please separate from the outside world and cut dependencies and usual distractions. That is, minimize your telephone and email contacts, no newspapers, no TV. I'm living in a temple, I don't need to say this. Try to keep awareness during all the classes and sessions, and especially your japa and kirtan practice. You all have a spiritual practice, and some of you, or most of you, have initiation vows. Try to revive them during this time. It's really good. It really will bring you to a more spiritual space than the space in which we are usually are. It's a luxury. We have this weekend all to go really deep in our spiritual life. Then the second point is, join a community of seekers. I want to say, take part fully and share openly what you realize. It's very important that you understand we are in this all together. So make friendships, get to know new people. I even recommend that you find something like a retreat partner. We call it in our retreats the buddy system. Buddy, this is an American word. You know, find someone with whom you go together through the retreat. Tell them how it's going for you, where the challenges are, what the others do. It helps. Or at least share openly. And then the last thing is, be punctual. I really request you to be punctual. I will do my very best to bring you to an experience which will empower you. And it's very, very important that you are here. If you come later, I have to wait because you are not here. All these things will be very important, which we do. So best is to be punctual in the mode of goodness. That is 2 minutes before it starts. To be punctual in the mode of passion is to be there right on time. And cough and I made it. And to be punctual in the mode of tama is to be late. Then I request you take complete responsibility for your experience. The retreat will take you on a journey into your sacred inner space. You will have different kinds of experiences. You might confront your shadow also, who is just looming before the inner space. You will have most beautiful experiences, and so on. And take responsibility. It's your experience. When you see you are putting too much on the accelerator in your life, go a little bit slower. Maybe miss a session. Anyways, we only have one and a half day. I mean, usually this retreat takes 7 days, but we wanted to give you a pre-taster. And keep your focus and energy on a high level. That's very important, huh? Be concentrated and give it your very best. You will see something. Now, fasten your seatbelts. This gets intense. Enter a symbolic death. Is it there? I'm always afraid to say this. But what I mean is, practice solitude and silence as much as possible. Then fifth is experience a new birth. It means you will get new insights, new discoveries. Practice them as soon as something goes up and you, aha, God, I got something here. Bring it into your life. Even share it with someone. This happened for me. What happened to you? You might say, well, what is he going to do with us? You will see tomorrow. Things come up. And the sixth is, depend on divine grace. Be a receiver, not an achiever. Don't go like, oh, I have heard about this Maharaj and his retreats, and I have heard that sometimes miracles happen to devotees. This must happen to me. And, you know, it won't work like this. Krishna will give you the experiences which are meant to be given on your path. So now I wish to conclude the retreat. We have a little ceremony for you waiting, and we will now enter into an exercise. It's your first exercise. You have heard a little bit about what we're going to do. I want to help you to find your own sacred space in the heart and become free from the tensions. Most important, that ahankara, which locks the door. And I want to bring you away from the manasa prajaksha, the interpretation of your life according to your mind and how you see it. Remember the monastery experience in Tibet, which I told you about, and wish to bring you to what the Bhagavad Gita calls prajaksha. Oops, pure prajaksha, where you see your eternal nature and become fixed in your own true path, and so on. I've told you a little bit what we will try to learn. We will project it again to withdraw your consciousness from the externals,
to connect with yourself on the spiritual platform and to live consciously and act from the spiritual platform with love and devotion. I will teach you this in seeds. If you want to, there is part two and part three of this. This is like a taster of a transformational seminar which our team offers. And finally, now I want you to turn to your neighbor. Find a neighbor. I will ask you to discuss something with them. It won't be very difficult. You can, and not super confidential, so you can find your neighbor. Also, have all of you found a neighbor? Who has not found a neighbor? Let's go like this. Please raise your hand. It's important, even if you are older devotees who are not used in this seminar stuff, to this seminar, it's important for you to, because from this exercise we will go into some very wonderful relationship building with the deity. You will see, it's purely Krishna consciousness, nothing new agey. You will feel very comfortable with it. So everyone found a neighbor. Please determine who is partner A and who is partner B. Could I ask for a quick show of hand, who is partner A? Okay. B will go first. Partner B, please say to your partner A why you have come to this seminar, what you hope to achieve. Explanation. Whenever you enter anything, you have to have a conscious intent. I'm doing this now to do this. Like when I came to New Vrindavan, my intent is the first thing I want to see is Radha Vrindavan Chandra. And then I will greet everyone else, but I have not seen them for 2 or 3 long years. So that was the intention. And it informed. I was very quick to come through the entrance and to pay my obeisances. If I would not have this intention, I can guarantee you, I would have talked to someone outside. Intention helps you to find your purpose and to become conscious of your intention, to maybe churn your intention. Attention. Intention. Is it called intention or intent? Intention. Huh? That will become your best friend. So in talking now with your neighbor and telling him after you have been in this, into the retreat, this was your first session, it's now, we've come to the end, it will help you to understand your intention. And after this, it's important that you do this and give your best. Don't talk about cars and new objectives for your photo camera and so on. Really stay on the subject, because then I will ask you to do a little ceremony to Radha Vrindavan Chandra, praying to them that you can stay fixed with this intention, and then you can get something. If you only come, see, in the past I used to give seminars where I just talked and talked and entertained my audience, and I found that I didn't serve my audience properly.
because I didn't tune them in properly. They just came from doing something entirely different. They had a long journey and they came and just landed, and the mind was still trying to catch up with them, and so on and so forth. But since doing this, it's called in Sanskrit sankalpa, or inner orientation, or inner intention. The retreatees have reported such amazing breakthrough experiences because it helped them to make to get something. Before education, you know, your temple president is from a college, a spiritual college, Radha Desh college, which he built up. And there, before students enter, they go into this traditional Sankalpa ceremony where they find out their intention during their study. And they do much, much better. There are studies done. When a student has an intention to learn, you know, and is conscious of it, he can really excel in his practice. So now I really request you to do a little work, be honest, but also try to go deep. If you honest with me, oh my God, this Maharaj is too much. He asked me to use my gray cells, and so on. And I just came to see him and hang out with the devotees and eat Mahaprasad. You know, you can share that if that is the level of your commitment. But then try to go deeper. I'm sure each one of you has excellent, wonderful intentions. Otherwise, you wouldn't be interested in Krishna consciousness. You are great souls. But you have to connect with that greatness inside of you and find that. And so, please do so. Now, you have about 5 minutes time for this, and then we will enter a wonderful experience. Can I repeat the question? Okay, the question which I request you.
Yes,
say first. Okay. Asukava, I can't.
First B asks A first, is that right?
Yes, first B, thank you. First partner B will ask question to partner A. What do you hope to get out of this seminar? And this will be the intention, you know. For instance, I hope to get a deep spiritual realization, or I just want to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Or you might say, well, have you heard about the sacred space? I'm curious to find it. I have some inkling what it could be, because I also make spiritual experience on the level of Krishna consciousness, but I would be more clear like this, and then talk about this. It's just, Shukava, because you're very intelligent, would you rephrase it more clear? Is it?
So, B asks A, and then A talks for a while, like 2 minutes, and to get clarity on what.
Yeah.
And then
it changes.
Switches.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Sukavaha. Have you understood? Sukavaha is my mentor here. Yes, exercises have to be crystal clear. So, partner B asked A, what is your intention? What do you want to get out of it? And then partner A talks to partner B, and as he talks, goes deeper and deeper and deeper and finds the intention. Then they switch roles after a little time, and A, who has been talking and finding his intention, now asks partner B, what is your intention? Why are you here? What do you hope to get in out of it? And you know, this partner will also help you. He can ask you, really, and could you be more clear about it? You know, he helps you, your partner, to find your intention.
Thank you so much, Sukhava. It's necessary, this clarity. Are you all clear what you have to do now? Good. You saved us, Sukhava. Start now.
So should we find someone else to play the harmonium?
I think I will.
Good.
Really struggle to do that.
Then no need to play the harmonium.
I'm sorry
that it's so.
I guess some sugar was in the salad or something. Although I did not feel that something was getting wrong today.
Wow, it's almost an allergy.
I think if it's okay for you, I just
please. We can sing somehow, or you know. Yeah. Do you need an assistance?
We'll make it.
Yeah, honestly, or
no.
We could ask this devotee who was in Spain to carry something. No. I'm really sorry, Gaurahari. But good that you tell it. I was thinking, well, something. Did I say something wrong?
No.
Or? Oh my God! So take it in a joyful spirit. That something has to change.
You look happy.
That something has to change. Take it in a joyful spirit. That is absolutely sure what he says. You know, take it like this, joyfully. And then you fall down, no problem.
I mean, so I saw that picture.
Viele Störungen.
No. Lass mich.
ich würde mir nicht so, also Herr Krishna, lass uns darüber bewusst sein, wir gehen unter den Stress. Das ist nicht so einfach, das ist absolut kein Problem. Ich kann das wundern, weil das du solltest das Seminar enjoyen. Also du brauchst ja nicht denken, dass oh jetzt kommt der einmal und jetzt muss das alles gut laufen und dich unter Stress begeben. Das war ich gut. Ja.
Jetzt kommt Kroatien auch
irgendwie. Ja. Du kannst ja Musik anmachen nebenbei, wenn wir über Perfektion sprechen. Ja. Oder du weißt es doch, du weißt es doch. Willst du es denn ansagen? Dann stell ich dich. Ja, ist doch gut, dann stell ich dich vor. Mit dem brauche ich das nicht zu lernen, oder? Nein, oder? Mach doch Musik. Wann gehen die Deities auf? Um 8? Ach so, um 9, okay. May I ask, do you wish to have more time or are you set? More time? Maybe more time or set?
Set.
A minute. Oh. Okay. Gorshak, is it you, Gorshak? Yeah, my eyesight is not so good. And Sankirtan Prabhu is here. I think I saw him. Sankirtan Prabhu, hi Paul. Nice to see you. Hari Paul. Nice to see you. You have one more minute, in other words, but try to finish in one more minute. Go deep. Your good name is Raghunath Prabhu?
No, Rasa Chaitanya Das.
Rasa Chaitanya. Can you find everything? Or
everything.
Can you accompany me?
Yeah.
On the morning?
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no problem. I think, what is a nice soft melody? Hare Krishna, Hare
Krishna. The thing you know that I have also read you that one.
Yes, oh, it's your art. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Please try to follow me. Every singer sings slightly different, so please follow. Yes. Prabhuji, you will play Madanga. We will soon engage in Kirtan,
okay,
yes?
I'm ready anytime.
Yeah, good.
Hari Bol. So thank you very much for sharing. I hope this exercise was useful for you to find your own intention. Did you find it useful? It's magical, isn't it? When you make an effort and you enter. Sometimes you can do it also in a free riding way, but then these techniques we will introduce tomorrow. I hope, if possible, bring writing materials with you tomorrow. But if you can't, and if you're not a writer, no problem. We can do it. You know, we are Hare Krishnas. You know. All right. So now I request you to do a little ceremony. I will give the microphone to one of my assistants. We are at the moment here with three people, but you have to pray for my other assistants. It's so tough. We are traveling already since months, and he absolutely requires rest. So here's Banu Nandini for you, and she will just tell you how they have set up the Sankalpa ceremony for you.
Hare Krishna, good evening, and all the dear Asanga Vaishnavas. Maharaj has just now guided you into this little exercise of reflection, and you have all found your Sankalpa, so to say, or your intention for the retreat. And in order to receive blessings from Shishirada and Vinaya Chandra, we have thought about a little ceremony. It's the same ceremony as we do through the Kartik month, and we offer our deepas to the Lord. So we will kindly ask you to come forward and just take a small light, which also represents the light of your heart, and just in a very meditative mood, just keeping the intention in your mind, in a prayerful mood, coming forward to do this. Unfortunately, Shishirada and Ramachandra, the Adi ones, are being redressed so that you can have a beautiful darshan afterwards. But they, anyways, manifested before you, so in their smaller forms. So the most important thing is to keep your intention intact, to keep it in your mind while you come, and please be meditative. We will have also a very meditative kirtan in the background. And what is most important from the practical point of view is that once you have offered your small lamp, that please you bring it and put it down on this marble platform where Srila Prabhupada's Vyasasan is. If you put it on the wooden floor, it might create some damage and burn and so on. So I'm also wishing you a wonderful retreat, and if you have any questions regarding any practical things or please come and ask me. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Mantasis will go where Jai Krishna is now. Is that correct?
No, the other way.
Huh? The other way? You know, and so men will go where Jai Krishna is, and Mantasis where Banu Nandini is, and they will purify you with some drops from the sacred river Ganga. Let me say, I don't know if it's sacred river Ganga. Ganga cha Jamuna chaiva Gauravari Sarasvatim Namade Sindhu Kaveri Jalesmin Samidim Kurum. And while we do our kirtan, please take the light and offer it to the deities, as Banu Nandini said. When you are finished, please sit down again, and then we will conclude all together as a group. You can offer lamps all at once, not just only one by one. And keep your Sankalpa in mind and pray for blessings. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna.
Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Hare Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna.
We have to go a little higher, Prabhu. Little higher, higher.
Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Hare
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna. Thank you so much. Just a brief announcement. We are ending today in proper time because it is very, very important for me that you take sufficient rest. You have traveled a long time, most of you, and also through many lifetimes you have traveled. And some good rest is very appropriate, because tomorrow, you know, we really need you there in good order. You will see, we will do some pretty advanced things from our tradition, meditations even, and so on. And it's good if you are well rested, because then you can get most out of it. I'm very grateful to our organizers. Initially I talked with Jai Krishna about giving the seminar in America, and he immediately said, why don't you do it in New Vrindavan? And first I was hesitant, because normally I give my retreats in retreat centers out of any, I take a space which is not yet used in, which is neutral, in other words, where no other things go on. Because I require for the magical effect to take place, the retreat effect to take place, let me say, maximum amount of focus and energy from my participants. He said, New Vrindavan is made for this, and there's a guest house and a beautiful temple room. And then we met with Malati, I believe, where? In New Mayapur, in France. So, in grand plaisir. And she also said, even she would be here, which was just so wonderful for me, because she was in the beginning states of my Krishna consciousness, a highly encouraging factor in my spiritual life. So we decided to do it here, and I'm very grateful. I feel this is there couldn't be a better space. It's really wonderful. We will go tomorrow in a specially prepared retreat room in the lodge, but the discovery lecture, we call it, at 8 o'clock, will take place in the temple, and then you will be directed. We give this all these new words, you know, no longer lecture, discovery lecture, because there will be one point which most probably or hopefully will strike you as something, and it's a takeaway point, and it's in tune with what follows in the retreat. It's very important. When you don't come to this lecture, it will be more difficult for you to enter the retreat experience. So latest by 8 o'clock, I request you to be here, but it's much, much better if you come for, it's 7:15? 7:30, where the Guru Puja starts, and so on. But latest, if you are, you know, needing some special horizontal position, some longer horizontal position, then latest, please, by 8 o'clock. Before you sits a person from Germany, which is known for punctuality, please give an old man the pleasure of you being punctually here. It would be just your greatest gift. Hari Bol. All right, I see Jai Krishna's here. I give you the microphone, and then we will.
Hare Krishna, I would just like to welcome all of you who came for this sacred space.